Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, Saturday Nation? Sam Crowley, a chilly November 21st, 2017, back in the Natty after a five-day trip to Disney. Talk about that, how the trip was literally given to us. The plane, airfare, the hotel, stayed at the World Dolphin. We had to buy our own food and drinks. And let me tell you, the drinks down there, the Smokin' Roses. If you're ever at the World Dolphin Hotel, get the Smokin' Roses. It's Four Roses bourbon with cherry juice. They cut an orange peel off the, you know, the outer part of the orange, put that in a glass. They put it in some glass box contraption that has a like a fuse to it. They light the fuse, and inside where your drink is encased in this glass enclosure, it begins smoking. And it smells like the incense. If you've ever been to a Catholic mass back in the day, I don't know if they still do it, they burn the incense around like the around the altar, or sometimes they'll do it around a casket at a funeral. Now, being an altar boy at St. Bernard's Church for the better part of 6 years, that's how I have that smell that literally came back to me. I was like, wow, smells like St. Bernard's Church, and I'm having bourbon. Which one of these doesn't go with the other? But it tasted great, and it was only $19. Only $19. I made a joke. I said the drink's $4, but the magic act is another $15 to have your drink smoked. So speaking of smoking, speaking of on fire, it is the latter part of the 11th month in the year of 2017. I think I'm going to make a big announcement soon. And I'm not teasing you just to tease you. I really think I'm doing another thing at the end of this year like I did last year. Last year, I watched the minimalism documentary on Netflix. And I went right in. And here's how God works, okay? And this was just so amazing. Because last year, around the end of December, as it is every, like, I'm a caged animal, man. I get bored very quickly. It's actually a chapter in my book, Every Day is Saturday. You can buy it on Amazon. And when I wrote the book 5 years ago, it was true then, and it's true now, that I get bored easily. Like, I'll do something for a while, and then I'll change, and I just get bored. Like, I'm not bored of my farmhouse, don't get me wrong. I'm not bored of being married, not bored of being a father. Not those things are always staples, you know, food, clothing, shelter. I'm never bored of that stuff. But as far as income-producing activities, entrepreneurship, I'll never be bored of. It's just different facets of it. So I want something different. And last year at this time, it was all about just, I looked at my wife, I said, what are we doing? We live in the little McMansion here. You know, I guess we're supposed to be keeping up with the Joneses, even though I didn't. And, you know, I know I preach, don't keep up with the Joneses. I wasn't, but our lifestyle felt a little bit like it was. We're in a pretty affluent community, Loveland, Ohio here. It's a bedroom community of Cincinnati. I mean, I think the average income's in the 90,000 range. That's not even normal. You know what I mean? It's just like, it felt like our little 4,000 square foot home was little, like little. I mean, this is compared to where I grew up. Come on, man. Like, how about some more land, some more space, less money, and let's enjoy the actual property that we have. We have a, you know, we have a dining room that nobody dines in. We have a study that nobody studies in. We have a kitchen nobody eats in, you know? And it's like, do you feel the same way? Do you have space like that just being unused? You know, we spend so much money. We spend more money in America, here in the United States. In the United States, we spend more money on storage than one-third of the world's gross domestic product. Does that not shock the crap out of you? And that's how much we can't let go of stuff. And so last year at this time, I was really struggling. Like, why do we have this stuff? I don't get it. You know, I'll never get bored of the Every Day is Saturday community. I'll never get bored of this podcast. So no matter how many April Fool's podcasts I do each year saying that the show's ending, it's not. I never get bored of coaching people. I never get bored. This year I really dove deep into personal coaching. And I've been blessed beyond measure with the individuals who I've been able to work with this year, who I never would have worked with had I not put it out there that, hey, guys, let's take your Saturday very seriously. Let's take your brand, your massive transition very seriously. And look, this is my call to action to you. I don't know where you are right now, what facet of your life. I don't know if you're 22, 52, 72. I don't know if you're making 100 grand a year, a month, a day. It doesn't matter. We need to coach. I'm telling you, the breakthroughs that my clients are having, because it's just authentic, like this podcast. There's no script. We create your brand, and now I'm building out sales funnels, and it's amazing how that came about, because I'm not the techno-geeky marketing guy, but I'm the no BS, no filter, let's get it done. Done is the new perfect guy. And every one of my clients, from Jeremy Todd to Katie Maggio to now Jennifer Martinez, who's going to crush it in the fitness guru part of it, of her space, and so many more people. Those are just three individuals that are now, they now have their landing page. They now have their brand. They're now putting together their social media. They're now doing their own coaching, all because they just said, hey, Sam, let's work together. So why aren't you and I working together if we're not already? I don't understand that. Go to everydayissaturday.com. Click on the Get Coaching button. It's very prominent in the right-hand corner there. And answer a couple of questions. And you'll get a phone call. And if nothing more, you'll get a great 30 minutes of amazing strategies that you can use right now in your business. So that will never get boring to me, working one-on-one with individuals. It just won't, because of the breakthroughs and the success that they're having and the fun that I'm having. Because you shouldn't really do anything that's not fun. Yes, if I get a kick, and I did this for so many years as well. I get a kick out of people who hate their job. They don't want to do it. It's not fun to them. Hey, is your job fun? They're like, what are you smoking, dude? The smoking roses. I'm not smoking anything. I'm just asking for real. Like, is your job fun? No, I hate it. Well, why are you doing it? Because I need the money. That's a stupid reason to do it. You can start right now. You can start right now. Listen to me, okay? Ask yourself this question. And if you know someone who you love or that loves you and they're struggling right now with finances, and do they really love their job and have they really found their purpose and what they really want to do in life, tell them to ask this question. What can I create today that will pay me for years to come? What can I create today that will pay me for years to come? It's a very powerful question, very simple question, because you want to create a symphony of efficiency, not a waste of motion. Transformation isn't about trying hard. It's about renewing your mind. You don't have to try harder to make more money. That's crazy. Tim Ferriss, you know, the 10-year anniversary of the 4-Hour Workweek, a book that I read, and I remember I was one of the first people to buy it. I guess that sounds so arrogant. I wasn't one of the first people to buy it. I'm sure there was probably a million people to buy it. But I remember when it came out April 24th of 2007, and I remember Yannick Silver interviewing Tim Ferriss on, remember this, guys? Teleclasses, you know, where everybody dialed into the line. And the book launched that week, and it was called The 4-Hour Workweek. And I had just quit my job April of that year. So it was literally probably 3 weeks into this new, you know, sunken stomach feeling of being in the first seat of the roller coaster. Because this wasn't the first time I'd quit. This was the second time, after I'd already gone back with my tail between my legs and needed to make money. And I had 3 kids under the age of 5 and all that. This was the second time where I said, F you. To the boss, I'm done. I'm just done. I'd rather live in a tent in my backyard than to have this crazy, stupid job that I don't even like, and it's not fun for me. So I remember listening to Tim Ferriss 10 years ago, and it was the end of April on a teleclass with Yannick Silver, and being interviewed, I'm like, who the hell's this guy? I could do what he does. And then he started talking. I'm like, oh, no, I can't. Because he's like, I check my email once a week. I outsource this. I outsource that. I leverage money, and I'm thinking, holy cow, this guy's playing on a different level. He's just simply playing on a different level than I am. And I just watched a great interview, and if you're not subscribed to Gary Vee's YouTube channel, just search Ask Gary Vee. It's a great podcast. It's one of the top 5 in iTunes, Ask Gary Vee. And last week, he interviewed Tim Ferriss on his new book called The Tribe of Mentors. And I watched a YouTube video, and one of the things that Tim and Gary were talking about, and it still holds true today, the reason Tim wrote the book, Tribe of Mentors, his latest book, is because of the old adage, find 5 people who, you know, look at your life and you'll look at the 5 people you hang around, and that's pretty much going to be what you're doing. Are they stretching to be great? Do they love what they do? Are they healthy? And that's every facet of life, spiritually, healthy, relationships, money. I don't even think money's really in the top of what anybody strives to do a lot of. Like, money you can always comes and goes. I don't know about you, but with four kids and running a family of six, money just comes and goes every month. I mean, whether it's braces or my daughter going through driving classes and then car insurance rates going up as a result of that, or my other daughter is in lacrosse. I mean, there's hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars just going on credit cards and then getting paid the following month. Do you do that in your family? Most families do that. So it's never, you know, we can always ask for more money, but I find when I launch businesses or buy real estate, more money leads to more debt, which leads to more, I won't say problems, it just leads to more stuff that needs to get done. So I don't want more stuff. I want less stuff. I'm wearing a pair of jeans right now that are 10 years old. I love them. Now, they don't fit at all because 10 years ago, I weighed a lot more than I do now, but the belt's pulled about as tight as they possibly could be. And truth be told, I'm only wearing these jeans because all my other clothes are literally in the wash because we've been gone for 5 days. And I did an episode on my $200 pair of jeans back in March. You got to listen to that one. I bought another $200 pair of jeans. You know why? Because I wear them every freaking day. It's like wearing sweatpants. These things are so amazing. I'm telling you, I'm not that guy, okay? I am not that guy to spend $200 on a pair of jeans, but you need to go to Nordstrom and get a pair of Paige jeans, and I'm telling you, you'll never buy another. This is for guys. Now, ladies, you probably already know this information, and I'm not really that metrosexual, but let me tell you something. I'm buying $200 pair of jeans twice a year. I got $400 in the budget. I'm doing it because it's not even close. The comfort level, it's not even close. Let me get back to my point for today. What can you create right now, today, that will pay you for years to come? I created the Everyday Saturday brand 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and it's been paying me every year faithfully for the last 11 years. And the most recently this year has been a lot of personal coaching. I still speak. I'll be in LA December 8th, speaking for Success Resources. I'll be in Orlando the following weekend. So I'll speak, I don't know what I spoke, maybe 8-10 times a year. But mainly, I earn income through personal coaching and the sales of my products, but mainly the former of personal coaching because I love working with the right people, okay? Do not enjoy working with whiners, with people. I tell them, you can lean on me, but you cannot whine on me, all right? Every day is Saturday. It's not Monday, and you need to appreciate that, okay? You want to be more authentic in every area of your life, okay? So what can you create? What can you, listening right now to this podcast, what can you create today that will pay you for years to come? And don't think I need to replace my income right now. That's not it. Maybe it pays you $100 this week, and then maybe it pays you $1,000 next month. And then maybe it pays you $10,000 in the month of February. It's never going to pay you if you never get started, though. That's what most people fail to realize. Well, the pain involved, it's just too much to start. Look, if I end up following through with what it is, this thing I'm going to maybe not do. I'm still praying about it right now, and I'm seeking guidance from my mentors on it. But if I pull the trigger on this at the first of the year, it's going to be huge. And I'm not looking for anybody's permission to do it. I'm not looking for, hey, is this going to please the masses? That's not it at all. Is it going to be fun for me? Is it going to be incongruent with what I love to do? Is it going to be incongruent with my faith? Okay, always serving God. Trying to serve God. I shouldn't say always because I fall short more than you ever will in your entire life. I promise you that much. If you know, the world's greatest sinner is your podcast host right now. And will it just be cool? Will it be consistent with the whole everyday Saturday lifestyle, allow me to be a father, a husband, and all that good stuff? And if it checks all those boxes, I'm doing it, man. And I don't look for permission from other people to do great things. I just don't. Or maybe I'll flop and fail massively. Maybe I'll lose everything. I don't know. But who cares? I'll be dead in 25 years. You know, I'm not going to put my entire family at risk. At least it's not my goal to do that, but I'm sure as hell not going to play it safe. I will never, ever settle for a life of mediocrity living for other people and their opinions. It just is never going to happen. So I got to ask you this question. Why are you doing it? Why are you living for the opinions of other people? Why are you being average? Why do you allow yourself to fall into that sea of sameness, swimming around in circles, looking at yourself, wondering why you're still out of shape, you still don't have the money you want, you're still not happy, and what is it that you even want? Answer that question. What do you want? Most people can't answer that. They just can't. They cannot answer it. I want money. No, you don't. You want money, what money can do for you. What do you want the money for? I don't know. I want a nonprofit. Ooh, great, but how are you going to earn the money? And is it going to be, is that really what you want to do, that job, to make that amount? Most people, they just go crazy thinking about that one question. What is it that you really want? So I'm going to ask you again. Are you going to go to everydayisaturday.com, hit the get coaching button, and at least, even if you only get the 30-minute strategy call, at least say you did that much. And who knows? You may be the next success story, the testimonial that's on that page, and we end up working together. I mean, why can't that happen? Why isn't that possible? Like, why can that not happen? It can happen, but you need to allow it to happen for yourself, all right? What is it right now that you can create? I'm going to ask you the last question that's going to pay you every day for years to come. For me, it was every day of Saturday 12 years ago. For Tim Ferriss, it was the 4-hour work week. For Gary Vee, it was his wine library. What's it going to be for you? Because I'm no smarter than you. I would challenge you intellectually, you're way smarter than I am. Intellectually, you're way smarter than I am. But I live by the adage, done is the new perfect, and you should too. It's Sam Crowley. Great to be back in the saddle on a Thanksgiving holiday week here in the United States of America. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.